I'll give you a direct comparison because it really surprised me. For a short period, worked as an inker on Sandman, which was a Vertigo comic. And later on, I did some other pieces of inking and work for them. And many of these projects that I worked on were, in terms of the overall size of DC, were not actually terribly significant pieces of work. They sold not badly, but in fairly small numbers, and they weren't expected to sell in large numbers. But one thing that I learned to get used to with working for Vertigo in particular was a great deal of feedback and changes to the work. So I would ink a page and fax them a copy of the page, and I would expect to have maybe three or four small changes on each page. So I then moved to working on Batman, and on Batman I'm penciling and I'm inking. And the way that this job occurred was it came about quite suddenly, and due to certain problems they were having with other artists, I was hired initially to pencil and ink one whole issue, which was quite unusual for a single artist to do for DC. I also asked if I could do the colouring, and they allowed that. And then because of problems with other with scheduling and various other issues at DC, I was suddenly given two episodes to do, also with the colours, but in the same time as I'd been given for one. So this was a very, very high-pressure situation. And one of the things that I really dreaded was not doing the work, but the amount of changes that would be required. And I thought, okay, well, I've got two 22-page episodes, so that's 44 pages. If you get, say, three changes per page, that's over 120 changes to keep track of, along with trying to do the continuing work. So I was trying to work out systems for keeping track of this and keeping track of what I'd been asked to do and what I'd changed, and then whether there were still further changes. It ended up in the whole of those 44 pages, I was asked for 9 changes. And this is on one of DC's big flagship characters. You know, this is the guy who goes on the t-shirts and the bed covers and the lunch boxes and makes them, you know, billions of dollars every year, and 9 changes. And obviously the editorial direction there was just completely different. So that was a really big surprise to me. That was very surprising. I really expected that they would demand far more. And also, I did a few sketches of Batman to show them how I would do it. And I thought they would be very strict in terms of what they would demand. But in fact, there were a few small technical points to do with the way that the costume worked. But actually, the way that I drew things like the mask, I was fine with. There was no particular direction. One of the ways to make Batman look very different is to draw the ears differently or the cape. And I think I was told not to draw really huge ears or a ridiculously long cape. But apart from that, there was really no direction at all. I was very, very surprised. So it was, there's no predicting.